stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, July 20th, the number one friggin' radio show in the morning, folks.
Yeah, we are. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm full of energy after being tired all morning.
Wow. So what'd you take? Did you take something?
I didn't take anything, no. I just...
I want what you're having.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm awake, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you brighten up the room every morning.
Oh,
you
know, look
so
at you.
I can't keep my eyes closed.
Not as bright as your shirt today. I had to.
A bright yellow shirt, folks.
You look cute, though.
I love it.
You know, you look good in color, though. You have a great skin tone. I don't know why I just blanked out on that word. You have a great skin tone, and I think the color looks great with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just saying.
I had to break from all the black t-shirts, so I got all kinds of different colors, you know. And
it's great. I love it. I love the yellow.
Thank you. So maybe that's what's making me bright this morning. I don't know.
Maybe, or just me.
Yeah, it's you.
Yay! That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
So last night, have you seen the movie? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, why am
I'm just gonna ask the people out there, because I'm sure our audience will answer me before you do. But I watched The Lincoln Lawyer last night.
Yeah, how was it?
It is awesome.
Really?
I was so pleasantly surprised.
Ah.
I'm not a huge fan of Matthew McConaughey. I think he's just. He's the guy in what's the movie that he's so dumb in? Fast Times, right?
Failure to Launch, maybe.
Or that. No. Okay. I love you for even saying that. That's like his one hit. That was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
They did a Family Guy skit on that. It was awful. Anyway, I'm not a huge fan of him. I think he's okay, right?
Yeah.
First of all, the script was phenomenal, and he was good, and Ryan Phillippe is a terrible actor, but he plays a really good bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a terrible actor.
Is he?
But I love, love, love movies like this, like get you thinking, you don't know, you know, what the truth is, and until the end, there's all these twists and turns. Like, I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal. I highly recommend it to
you. Yeah, I was planning to see it, yeah.
Yeah, so. I highly, highly recommend watching the entire movie, Sam.
In one sitting, right?
In one sitting. I highly recommend. I think you would like it. I think it would keep your attention. It's, you know, he's just this dick lawyer that just takes cases for money. He's he's got a huge ego, you know, and... he takes on this one case that he sure is a slam dunk, right? It's Ryan Phillippe's case. And it just takes a complete turn that you're just... I didn't see it coming at all, but maybe that's just me. But I loved it. So, there you go.
Sounds good. Our
check
movie
it
critic.
Out. That was my movie. I do the worst movie reviews.
Why?
What was the thing that we said that we were going to give instead of thumbs up? We were going to give what?
I don't remember we talked.
Remember about. This was last week. I actually thought it was really funny that you said.
I don't remember.
Oh God. Yeah. You need to go archive.
I don't remember what I had last night.
That's true. I don't either.
Yeah.
That's great. One of us, both of us are the same way.
You know, I always plan to go to sleep around midnight. I never get to bed before 11:30, you know? I mean, before 1:30.
What do you
and
do?
I work, man. I mean, there's a lot of work to do, you know?
Yes.
And, You know, and the thing is, I work better at night when it's quiet and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So during the day, I take breaks and stuff, and I just work late, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm so friggin' tired all the time, you know. But I guess that's the life I chose.
Why don't we make the show later for you? So you can wake up. What's an ideal time for you, Sam?
What, to go to sleep?
No, to wake up.
Oh, to wake up. You know, I'm a morning person. At least I used to be. And the earlier the better. But now I can't get up, you know, before like, I mean, if it has to be like a natural waking,
yeah,
maybe 10 o'clock or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you sleep to 10 on the weekends?
No, only on Sunday.
Oh,
only on Sunday, because
okay.
Saturdays I'm busy too. But yeah, on Sunday I sleep till 10, and then I feel guilty because the whole morning is gone, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
You should be in temple.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you picked the right guy.
I know,
temple.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to feel bad about that
yeah.
for like a second. I should, I mean, not that we were a church going family,
yeah.
but all my friends would go and I was like, are we like bad people because we don't go?
Yeah.
We probably are actually, but oh well, who cares? Whatever. Yeah. I go to church when I want to go to church,
yeah.
which makes it more fun.
I guess, yeah, which is probably never, huh? Rarely?
You know what? Maybe. No, I go to church sometimes. I went like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I go when I have to. You know, we went for the bar mitzvah, and I told you I sat there for 3 hours. I thought I was going to die.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot.
That's like...
Even 30 minutes would be too much for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you can't relate to it, when you don't participate in the prayers and everything.
That's got to be a lot.
Yeah.
I told you this. I went to my friend Katina's sister's wedding,
mm-hmm.
and it was Greek Orthodox.
Right.
Holy hell. I was at a wedding and I was like, this is like a good friend of mine. Like I was there to support. I was so excited for her day. And it was like an hour into it. And we were like standing for most of the time. It was like worse than being in a Catholic service.
Yeah.
Because Catholics up and down, up and down. And I was just like, I turned to Katina afterwards and I was like, I'm not coming to your ceremony. I'm just going to come to your reception.
Yeah.
If this is how it's going to be, I'm not in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I love you, but not in.
Not
I don't want to go stand in a Greek Orthodox. Nothing wrong with their religion. It's just, it's a long service.
It is.
Way
I don't know
long.
How people can stand.
And when
it,
you don't maybe. Understand anything.
Yeah. I know.
Like, I'm like, okay, you know.
Were they speaking in Greek?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're like Greek.
Oh, that's terrible that you couldn't understand anything.
I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It looked beautiful. The church was beautiful. Everything was beautiful, but I didn't understand a thing. I was like sweating, standing up and down. And I mean, it was just like my feet hurt. I was such a mess. I was like, okay, it's time to go home.
I know, and you try to pretend like you're part of it and
right.
like you're reading the book and all that, but yeah.
Read what?
I'm like that.
Yeah.
The prayer book.
I like when I used to go to church with my friend, with Gina, because she was on the show. Because
mm-hmm.
she's a Christian, right?
Yeah.
So I used to go to Vacation Bible School with her. I think they do the same prayer. Our God who art in heaven. I think they do that as well. I don't know, guys. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But I remember when I would go to church, though. And everybody knew it, and I was like, and so I would like mouth the words, but I didn't know anything I was saying. I was like, I felt like a bad person because I didn't know this prayer that everybody knew. It was like universal, but I finally learned it.
Yeah.
I can only do it when there's a group of people because I can't remember it outside of a group of people. But the moment somebody starts doing it, I'm like, oh, yeah, and then I go in.
Yeah, I remember
it.
That now.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm saying you're thinking. I remember that now.
Oh, right, you're talking for me. Anyway.
I'll make it clearer next time.
Yeah, please, could you?
Yeah.
Please, could you? So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that... with talking about God and everything.
Yeah.
And this morning I saw this posting on Facebook that was kind of like painful to read, you know,
ooh.
But at the same time you could understand. This woman, I guess her husband died.
Uh-huh.
And she writes a thing. She says, please stop writing me and tell me that God has a plan and that, you know, he died for a reason or whatever. She says he was 43 years old and he shouldn't have died and he shouldn't have gone yet. And I don't care about all this God bullshit and fuck you type of a thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This woman said this
on
Facebook.
This one, yeah, after she got all these condolences and everything from people, you know. So,
well, You know what?
I mean, look, you get very bitter when you lose someone. You do.
Yeah. You go through that whole grieving process.
Right.
And there's anger at first, and then... Right. What is it? How does it go? Like, anger and denial and...
I think first it's shock, you know? And then, yeah, and then denial and then anger, I think.
Okay. Yeah, there's...
And grieving, and then there's grieving, I think, yeah.
I mean, look, it's difficult. It's never easy. And this is how she's dealing with it.
Yeah.
It's hard to read, though, on Facebook, you know, of course. But...
Yeah. But she's just angry. I mean, you can understand, you know, you have your husband taken at such an early age.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad stuff.
It is sad. And my, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family. And, you know, I hope that she finds peace one day. But
I know, you know, I mean,
thing.
I just think about all the people that sent condolences to her, and then she's pretty much telling them to go fuck off, you know. I don't think it's a cool thing, but I guess people can understand what she's feeling. You know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think that's a little hard to hear when you reach out and say that to somebody, but at the same time, like, you put yourself in her shoes. And you know what? People are going to react differently to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And right now, this is... what she's dealing with, and I'm sure sometime down the road she'll make peace with it and you know, say she's sorry for that. But you know, I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to lose somebody, especially at such a young age. It's never easy.
Let's take a phone call, see who that is. Good morning, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hey guys, it's Reese.
Hey Reese, how you doing?
Good. Did you guys drink a cynical colada this morning? What is with you two?
Why?
Hating
what
on
happened?
Jesus, hating on temple.
I don't hate on Jesus. I love Jesus.
No, we're not hating on anything, man. We're just making observations.
I'm just making fun of a Greek Orthodox church and how long their service is. I love Jesus.
Reese, do you go to church?
And we lost
Reese.
He's really angry at us. He just hung up the phone. He just called in to yell. I don't think we're hating on anybody.
I don't think so. You know, I mean,
we're being
very innocent people.
I have said numerous times on this show that I believe in God and Jesus and the universe, and I love going to church. I just don't follow a specific religion.
Yeah.
But I'm sure as hell going to make...
Yeah.
Are you there?
Reese, your connection is terrible.
Sorry about that. So
did you fall in the toilet or something? Did you fall in the toilet, Reese? What happened there?
Sorry, I had to flush and I didn't want anybody
hearing
it.
There we go. Okay. He muted us. Anyway, what are you yelling at us about? Go, Reese.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, first of all, I love just poking you guys with a stick. But no, listen, I'm a regular churchgoer, but that's because it works for me.
Yes.
You know, Stephanie, I totally hear that, you know, you dig Jesus, and Sam, you're about as good a Jew as any other Jew I know. You know, there are some people that go to shul every week, and then there's the ones that don't, and they're not any, you know, those regular temple attendees are not any Jewier than you are.
Right.
You know, when it comes to weddings, because this is the one thing that made me laugh, I'm just imagining Stephanie in a terrific dress and really painful shoes and having to stand, not realizing that a Greek Orthodox service is pretty much like, you know, it's like marching.
Yes.
You're on your feet the whole time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think when you invite people to a wedding, one of the things you should make very, very, very prominent on invitation is like, listen, this is going to be a religious based service. You know, do your Google homework and know what's entailed. But, you know, I went to a Catholic service recently. Yeah, this is stand up, sit down, fight. You know, this, you know, a religious ceremony has certain hoops that have to be jumped through by people who come to show up, but. Stephanie, did you only recently learn the Our Father?
Yeah, I only... Dude, okay, listen, Reese, don't knock me for this. I was baptized Catholic. You can knock me, I don't care. I was baptized Catholic. My father grew up, you know, he went to Catholic school, like strict Catholic, right? Then my mom was Presbyterian, so my dad is like me. He believes in God and he's spiritual, but he doesn't follow religion. So we didn't have to make our first communion. We didn't have to do any of that. But I went to church willingly with my friends. Like, I loved it. So I would go to church on my own, but I never knew what they were saying.
Yeah.
And so finally, like, just like recently, I would just, I don't even know, maybe like a year ago or something, I finally learned it. But I would just mouth the words and pretend that I knew what I was saying, and I really had no idea.
Yeah, Reese, you have to understand, we're definitely not putting down religion. It's just that, you know, when you're not into it, it kind of like, you know, it's strange in many ways. And that's all it is.
There's definitely a difference between spirituality and religious practice. And if the if the dogma of any particular religion doesn't speak to you, then, you know, then it's not your thing. It doesn't make you any less spiritual or any less connected to God.
Hear me out, though. I love learning about different religions. I will go to any church any day. I'm just knocking my friend for making me go to her sister's stupid ceremony and making me stand for an hour in my heels and, like, sweating. It was so hot in there. And I was like, okay, if this is how this is, I'm only coming to your reception. I love you, but I'm only coming to your reception. So all I'm doing is knocking my friend for being an asshole and not telling me. That's all I'm saying. But other than that, I think Greek Orthodox is beautiful. It was a beautiful ceremony. Mm. But I just, for me, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just making fun of them.
It's hard to connect.
Well, it's one of the things I dig about you, Stephanie. You're nothing if not ecumenical and welcoming of all religions. But I also heard you guys talking about, God bless that poor woman who's dealing with losing her husband. But you guys were describing the grief wheel. Did anybody read Larry David's essay in The New Yorker where he uses the grief wheel to explain his miserable golf game?
No. Oh, my God. Please tell me. Please tell me. This has got to be amazing. Go.
I mean, he starts off by saying how he plays at his club. He's a member at Riviera, and how he simply cannot understand how, after playing for 15 years, he tries to swing his club, and he makes a golf ball go completely, like away from him to the right. Like, he put a ball in a part of the club where, like, he wrote something about how, like, the caddy said, "Wow, I've been caddying here for years, and I've never been down here to look for a ball." And he realized his golf game is not unlike experiencing grief or a loss. Right. You go through the anger, the shock, the denial, the depression, and then finally the acceptance that he's just a shitty golfer. It's never going to get any better.
There you go.
That is awesome. I love it.
You got to find it and send it to your dad. He'll love it.
Oh, my dad's listening right now. He's going to text. I'll send it to him. He's probably Googling it. My dad will be texting shortly, Reese. Hey, I wanted to just quickly say, how was your birthday? Reese's birthday was the other day, guys.
Yes, it was. Huh?
How was your birthday?
Thank you. You're so awesome for remembering. My birthday was rocking. You know, my birthday coincided with Carmageddon.
Yes.
So, yeah, I didn't plan too much, but, you know, there was I went to a nice dinner with my lady, which was spectacular. But aww, the best part was the commute to the restaurant was was like in seconds because I had all the roads to myself.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing weekend.
It was a great day, and then, you know, I spent part of it smoking a joint with Villa Ragosa and some Caltrans dudes over on
there
the 405 near the Sunset exit. It was a good day.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
That's a great day.
Well, that's awesome, Reese. I'm glad you had a good birthday, babe.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Call in anytime, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
Be good.
Okay.
Bye.
I love that man. He makes me laugh. I love these ripping us when we were like ripping ourselves. Okay, go ahead. I love him. Okay, so there was something I was going to say, but now I can't remember exactly, but I'm just going to go into something else.
Okay.
So this is not even really exciting news, but Paris Hilton, I guess, walked out on an ABC interview, right? Because she's this is not even that exciting. But
no, I mean, I have this item in front of me too.
Do
so
you?
It's funny
I love
that
it.
We both picked it.
So
but it's so like unimportant. You
it's
know?
So unimportant and nobody gives a shit about her. But Dan Harris was interviewing her. And, you know, she has this new show, The World According to Paris. I'm guessing you haven't seen it.
Has it started yet?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I haven't.
I'm guessing you haven't seen it. I haven't even seen it, which is shocking for me.
Yeah.
But I should, just for, you know, to make fun of. So I guess Harris asked if she worries that her celebrity moment has passed.
Mm.
Okay. He asked her a couple other questions, but he asked her that, and she gives a little laugh and a stiff smirk, and then she walks away. Okay? She just walks off the interview.
Yeah.
And she goes to speak with her publicist, and I guess after what Dan Harris said was a long, heated conversation, she returns to do the interview, but obviously she's, you know, throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
First of all, who cares?
Yeah.
And
now,
what
did you say, like, what he said to her and stuff?
Yeah, he literally said to her, worries that her celebrity moment, quote unquote, has passed.
Yeah, like her 15 minutes of fame are over.
And then she, by the end, after she comes back, she says, look, I've been in the business for 15 years now, so it's been a very long time. Hold on, let me pause that for a second, okay?
What business?
You've been Thank you. You've been in the business for 15 years. What exactly have you been doing? Because I've missed this.
Yeah.
And I've been alive for 31 years. So I don't know what you've been doing for 15 years.
Wow.
Okay. So she says, just like any other business person. Okay. Because.
Yeah, she's a business person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or somebody in the industry. It's always important to reinvent yourself and come up with new projects. Okay. So. I'm sorry, because you have a specific talent besides putting out sex tapes? I don't know. I mean, I know that you and your friend Kim Kardashian, you know, got famous for the same thing. Mm-hmm. But apparently people like her better than Paris, because yeah. Kim is this big superstar, and obviously Paris Hilton is just a whore.
Yeah.
So I don't know, sweetie. Maybe you need to think about a talent. Maybe you need to think about... I don't know. I feel like this business for her, maybe that's not her calling. Mm. Maybe like her sister, she should just stick to designing handbags and call it a day.
She probably can't do that either, you know.
Well, she could tell people what to do. Maybe that's all she needs to do. Maybe yeah. she just needs to tell people what to do.
Be a beauty consultant or something.
Okay.
You know?
That's yeah. just no, that shouldn't happen either.
I mean, you know, say what you will about her, but she's pretty hot, you know, and I think
what?
And that's what she's famous for, you know.
She is nowhere hot. Kim Kardashian's hot.
Really?
Okay? I think she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
I think Paris is nowhere near hot at all.
Really?
Not even to me, not even right. remotely. I do not find her the least bit attractive.
Mm.
I think she has a weird nose and face, and I just I don't think she's, and this is, look, you all can say I'm jealous and whatever, and but you know what?
Why would you
her.
Be jealous? You look better than she does.
No. I mean, because she's famous and all
yeah,
that
Yeah, well,
stuff. But,
you know, she's famous.
Hey, good for her. She's famous. Good for her. She has money. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I do not find her attractive at all. I think Kim Kardashian is very pretty.
Mm.
And I think Kourtney Kardashian, her sister, is very pretty. I do not think Khloe Kardashian is pretty.
Okay. Now that we know how you feel about them.
Just saying. But yeah, so she walked out in the interview. This actually reminds me of a story, and this has nothing to do with this story, but I'm going to say this. So this was a while ago. I was in New York visiting a friend of mine. I was talking to this guy, and it was a friend of hers, really cute guy. And we were having a conversation. And it was like a really good conversation. And I'm in the middle of telling a story. And I was like, Sam, you know, last night I was watching The Lincoln Lawyer and it was really great. All of a sudden, in the middle of my story, the guy just walks away.
Really?
Like, I am actually having a conversation and he just walks away from me. And I was like...
Was
okay.
it only the two of you or with the
friend
as well?
It was just the
well?
Two of us.
Oh,
okay,
really?
So it's just this was like we were talking for maybe like 15 minutes, right?
Mm.
So we're having good conversation, and I'm telling this story. What I think is it's a funny story, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like the best story ever. Anyway, it was a story, needless to say. And I'm telling the story, and in the middle of it, I'm literally talking, and he walks away.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here like,
what just happened,
right? So I'm like, I'm laughing, and I'm also like, what the fuck? So I then walk over to him, because now he has walked over to our friends, and he's talking to them. And I'm like... So as I'm walking over, I'm like, is this really, like, he just walks away in the middle of me having a conversation? So I'm starting to laugh about this because I think this is actually hilarious, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go up to him and I was like, really? Like, you're just going to walk away? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I was having a conversation with you. And I said I was in the middle of the story. I thought, like, you were listening to me. And he was like, oh, you weren't done with the story? I was like, done. I was still, words were coming out of my mouth. Like, what are you talking about? And he was like, and then he goes to me, he goes, I'm sorry. I was so stoned.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I thought you were actually done talking. I was like, okay, maybe in your world, it was like 5 minutes behind,
yeah,
where
like
maybe
a
I
delay.
Took a, yeah, like a delay, like a delay in person, like 5 minutes behind. Like I was, I ended a sentence and he thinks that it's done.
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay. Like I was laughing so hard, I couldn't stop laughing. He was like, I am so sorry. I am so stoned right now. And I was like, I can't really get mad at you because it's actually a really funny story. I just thought I was like uninteresting and you just wanted to walk away. It was so awesome. You, I wish there was a thing on my face, like a camera on my face to be like, what the F is that? It's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even wait until I paused or like finished the sentence.
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
He just walked away. Didn't say anything. Didn't like, excuse me. I was like, okay. It was amazing. I'm sorry. I'm really stoned. I thought the story was over. Okay. So that's a good lesson in kids. Maybe not smoke so much pot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because then you'll start seeing that there's like delays in person, and that'll just mess you up completely.
Yeah, you'll see someone's lips moving, but they're not saying anything to
right?
you.
Right? Or you think
somewhere
exactly.
else.
I wondered how, you know, I had a lot of friends that would get stoned and go to school in high school. Again, I had never.
I don't
tried
know
it.
How they can do
I
that.
I don't know
you
how
know?
You function.
Yeah.
I mean, I could function when I've tried it,
mm-hmm.
when I've done it, but like. I couldn't imagine going to school
right.
and focusing on work and yeah. There's no way.
It totally demotivates you, you know? I mean, you don't want to do anything that requires effort, you know?
I don't understand it. I don't know how they do it. Anyway, that's a good story for you.
Yeah.
So, South Korea, we should play this clip. We
no
should
way.
Find it. There's they found this little boy that he's being compared to Susan Boyle. It's like Korea's Got Talent, you know, it's the same thing.
Right.
And this kid is so cute. You know my, he's kind of a little fat Asian. Do you know my obsession with fat Asian
yes,
kids?
Yes, you told
yeah.
us about
okay, so my
fat
obsession,
Asian
I'm
kids.
I'm obsessed with fat Asian kids. He's a little bit, I mean, he's not really fat, but he's a cute little Asian kid.
Right.
I just wish he was littler and fatter, and then I'd be happier. But he's sitting there, and they're talking to him before, and he's like, you know, I love to sing. I don't sing that well, but he's like, I feel like I'm a different person when I sing. Okay. And then he opens his mouth and he is unbelievable.
Really?
We have to find, you got to play the clip. He's
yeah.
amazing. I like, he's so, he's like, I don't sing that well. What are you talking about? You don't sing that well. Just type in, it's on CNN, but.
Yeah, I know. And I was looking for it. I've seen it before. I mean, I saw it before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is this old news?
Here. No. I
oh,
mean,
okay.
I saw it earlier when
oh, okay.
we were looking at things and stuff, but I don't think they have, oh, they do have a video here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a fat Asian kid, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's my fave.
Okay, let's listen to Sung Bong Chow.
Oh, that's
okay,
the advertisement.
Okay, we'll play the advertisement.
I was like, that's not him.
You almost spit out all
I almost
water.
Spit out my drink when you said his name. Sung Bong Chow. I don't know why their names are so funny.
I don't know
why fat Asian kids are so funny.
Yeah. They are funny, though, aren't they?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You guys don't think I'm a heartless human being. I love them. Like, I would take a bunch of fat Asians into my house and raise them.
Right.
But here you go.
Trying to calm those last-minute nerves, Sung Bong Choi seems just like thousands of other hopefuls on Korea's Got Talent. But he's not.
지원서를 보니까 최성봉 씨 가족상에 아무도 기재가 되어 있지.
Okay, let's go to the singing. Can we cut to the singing here?
I think so.
He's not singing.
And then came this.
Okay, here we go.
펜타시아.
It looks like lip syncing. The voice coming out of a kid.
A baritone voice from a 22-year-old. Is as impressive as his determination to pull himself from the streets to the stage. His rendition of the Italian song Nella Fantasia, In My Fantasy, reduced the judges and the audience to tears.
They're crying here in the audience.
Choi says he still feels a little uncomfortable being part of the
wow,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
He was like living on the streets and in his car or something like that, and then he goes up there and he's like, I don't sing that well, and then this comes out of him. It looks like he's lip syncing, but he's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it does.
He's
and he looks
so,
like 14.
He
not
does,
22.
Not 22, right? Damn Asians. They look so young. They never age.
I know.
Is it all the rice, all the fish in the rice, do you think? What is it? What is it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But they maybe they don't eat the junk that we do, you know?
Do you think that ages us?
They eat
us?
More. I think so, yeah. Plus our lives are a lot more stressed. I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But, you know, we're talking about Asia. Did you see this thing about a Beijing school instructs Chinese girls on how to marry rich?
No.
So, what? Yeah, so they're showing you, like, there's a school that has a course, and you pay, like, $3,000 or something, and they show you how to find a millionaire or something, you know, for girls, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I would go to that school. Can I take it, or do I have to be Asian? Can I take it or no?
You I'll go to sugardaddy.com. That's where you should
go. Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you not kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've never been there, but I've heard of it, you know.
I'm going on it right this second.
Yeah, go there and see what's going on. But and then they're showing these chicks on stage, like, parading themselves in front of all these men and stuff, these wealthy men.
Oh, great. Are they dressed like whores?
They're dressed in swimsuits, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they don't see much into it.
The women or the men?
The women.
Oh.
No, I'm sure the men are very into it.
How young are these girls?
You know, in their 20s, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not too young, at least.
No, not too young.
Sugardaddy.com? I've never heard of this.
No? Try it.
I'm trying it.
Yeah.
What the hell? I
Stephanie looks for all the websites that involve money and love.
Okay. Make me sound like an asshole. Actually, I make myself sound like an asshole. You don't have to do anything. it's not working. Sugardaddy.com?
Oh, it's not working? Then maybe it's called something different. I don't know. But...
Wait. No, that didn't come up. I don't know what the website is. Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
I care, but I just...
Yeah. No, I'm sure you can find something, you know? I mean, you just...
We'll find it.
It's called Sugar Daddy for Me. There's Sugar Baby for You. The Sugar Daddy, okay, D-A-D-D-I-E.
Oh, it's Sugar Daddy?
Yeah.
What?
D-A-D-D-I-E.
That's
so
ridiculous.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Sugar Daddy for Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Can you just make it easy? Stupid website.
Yeah.
Sugar Daddy. See, that's just annoying. I wouldn't go there just based on the fact that they spelled daddy like that. It's just annoying. I can't. My internet sucks right now. Come on.
No, this is Sugar Daddy for Me is D-A-D-D-Y.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
What is I-E?
Well, that was the other one. That was the sugardaddy.com.
Oh, there's two.
There's many.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the hell? How long has this been around? Can we talk about this for a second? How long has this been around? Why have I never heard of it? Why did I never heard of it when I was going to get married?
I don't know, but look how many advertising they got.
Well, I can't. If I could at least draw up some.
Well, go to Google, type in Sugar Daddy.
That's what I'm doing.
And they'll all come up.
But you know what? My... internet is
okay. It doesn't matter. Look, I mean, what matters is that it exists, and there's a lot of controversial websites out there. We were talking about what's your price.
Yes.
.com, which Stephanie was interested in, and I'm interested in.
Back it up. I'm not interested in it. I thought
but you know
funny.
What I was thinking, Stephanie?
What?
I mean,
yes.
It's not such a bad idea. Maybe it's like a, you know, like trying a first date, you know, and maybe convincing the chick to go with you on a date. And maybe there's a match there somewhere, you know. It's not necessarily like an escort thing.
Okay. You really think.
I mean, what if I meet a chick that really likes me? I mean, you keep falling back.
I know.
We need to fix the chair maybe,
it's
huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
I almost fell out of the chair.
No, but we need to fix that.
Okay, wait. So wait, back it up. What are you asking me? What if I really think that I can find the person?
No, a guy might think, you know, I'm not spending this money on an escort, but maybe it's like a first date. At least I get a chance to meet her, and maybe she'll like me, you know? Maybe there'll be some kind of a chemistry there. I mean, after all, it is a man and a woman, and... you know, you're young, probably attractive.
But you know? Really think that, I'm asking a honest question. Mm-hmm. You really think that men are willing to pay this money just to have a date and companionship and maybe see where it goes and not expecting sex. I mean, men are physical creatures, you know?
And
I know when I'm out and I'm getting hit on, I know exactly what the man is thinking. Like, I'm not... I mean, there's very few times when a guy wants to get to know me at first. They just want to have sex. So that's why I'm asking, like, this would be a first date. You really think maybe some... There are some men out there that would want to get to know me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on first dates, you know, you don't normally have sex, or many people don't, so... this would be the same thing, you know, just an opportunity to meet her. I mean, if it's like, I'm not talking about the $400 to $1,000 price tag that you're talking about, but, you know, $50, $60, you know, what the hell, you know,
that's
it might
nothing.
Be worth it, you know.
I just feel like I mean, you can,
yeah, but for men, it's different, you know. Men are desperate. He figures, look, this beautiful chick, I would never get to meet her otherwise. Mm-hmm. Let me meet her. Maybe she'll like me, you know. Maybe there'll be something there.
Maybe. I just think it's, I don't know. I think it's hilarious. And I think it'd be a hilarious, if I can speak, kind of a joke, like, to see how much money I could get. I mean, it's not like I think that highly of myself, but it would just be, like, funny to see how I, like, if I could do it. But I don't know. I got to say, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I think it's just...
I don't know. It doesn't look legitimate to me, man. I told you. It's like all the chicks look like models, you know?
They do, actually. That one, there was one that was asking for $20, and she was beautiful.
Really?
I was like, that is the dumbest thing ever.
$20 for a date. People are friggin' crazy, man.
It's so ridiculous. Then why even go on the site?
Yeah.
You're going to ask for 20. You're going to go on this site, okay? What's name your price. First of all, you think really low of yourself. That's ridiculous. And second of all, like, you are going to say $20. It's not even worth it then.
Yeah.
It's just too, then don't ask for any. I wouldn't ask for anything if you really think that your worth is $20.
Well, maybe she tried 100. It didn't work. You know, she's lowering
she
her
get
price.
Get the F off the
site. But for $20, it's not worth it.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
You see, but that's the thing. You assume that the men are dogs or something. What if the man is really cute?
And
you
I'm
know?
Not saying, look, I'm generalizing here. I'm being honest. But most often than not,
more often than not.
Thank you. And that's exactly what I was trying to say. Jesus, I'm like my mother. This is exactly what my mother would say. Stop. Get it out of my head. I can't start talking like my mother. It's so scary. Because we just rip her all day long, which is fun for us.
Yeah.
So
more often than not.
Thank you. More often than not.
What happens?
I don't know. Where was I going with
what
this?
Happens more often
I don't
than
know.
Not?
Where the hell was I? What was I talking about?
We
oh
were
my God.
Talking about the dates with the money and stuff. You know?
Oh, more often than not. Thank you. Guys, guys want to hook up. They want sex. They, you know, that's what they're into. And that's fine, but... You know what? I just can't see going on. I can't justify it. And is a guy really willing to pay, no less than $400?
Yeah.
I just think he would expect sex at that point.
Yeah, I think for that kind of price, he would.
And then it's like, what if he becomes crazy and then rapes you? Look at me. I'm getting really scary.
But now, why wouldn't someone just go to a hooker for $100? Why go out on a date when you don't know that you're going to get sex?
That's true.
Ooh, so that's what I'm saying. You know, maybe guys are looking for something more and they figure this is a good way to connect, you know.
But don't you feel like, as a dude, like, you're telling your friends, like, yeah, I met this chick, and they're like, oh, where'd you meet her? And you're like, what's your price.com? I paid her $300 to go on a date with me. Like, if I was his friend, I'd be like, you are a fucking loser.
Yeah.
I would honestly tell my friend that. I would be like, what is wrong with you? You're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, like, might be desperate, you know?
But that's why I don't know.
It's hard for guys, you know? I mean, sometimes you want to be on a date. You can't find anybody, you know?
I want to know.
Lonely.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I want to know who's done this. And I want to know what kind of success they've had with it.
Okay. Should I experiment with that? Maybe I'll enroll into it.
I think you and I should do it and see who gets more money. And then with that money,
yeah.
We
well,
will
no, nobody's
going
to pay to be with me, but I'll, you know, maybe I'll offer someone to pay them, you know, like $50. I won't go out with them, but I'll just.
You're going to pay. Know. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's right, because you have to pay. Well, couldn't you get money?
Yeah, you can too, but okay. Who the hell's going to pay me, you know?
50 You're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, thank you, but, you know, I'm out of circulation pretty much.
Okay, so. You're going to go on it, and you're going to pay a woman.
I'll be the
bucks.
Generous one.
And what are you going to do? You're just going to pay her, and then you're not even going to show up for the date?
No, but I want to check out the site. I want to see what it's like, you know?
You can't go in without paying?
No, but you have to enroll. You have to sign up, I think. Yeah. But I can sign up as someone else. Who
there
cares, you know?
There we go. This should be fun.
Yeah.
What if they match you and I together? That would be a little creepy. Yeah.
I don't think they do the matching, though.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
They're not going to match if you charge $400, man. I ain't going
for that. What if you made a profile and it was like under a different name and you didn't put a picture and I was like, oh, this guy sounds amazing. And then we start talking and then we both show up to the date and we're like, really?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I want my money back.
That's like the song, the Pina Colada song. Remember that?
No. What?
No. If no. you like piña colada.
Jimmy Buffett. Ooh, look at
no,
you.
Not Jimmy Buffett. Oh. Who was it? But the song is about that, you know, that people
really?
Are like going on a date and one puts an ad for someone and the other one connects with them and it ends up being the same couple, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I had no idea that song was. Who sings that song? I know that song.
Rupert Holmes.
Murdoch?
Rupert Holmes. I'm pretty good with 70s music, man.
I know you are, and I am not at all, except for folk. I like folk.
Yeah?
Sure do. I hate disco. I want to shoot myself
you like
in the face.
Folk?
I love folk music.
Wow.
I love Cat Stevens and Joni Mitchell and all of them.
Mm. Yeah, Rupert Holmes, you see?
Look at you.
I'm so freaking good, man.
Trivia.
So freaking good, man.
Are you playing it?
Yeah, I'm playing it if it starts playing. Yeah, listen to the words. We'll play a couple minutes of it.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed.
Columns.
There
you go. See? Was this letter I read? If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain.
We should do just a music show.
We should.
If you have half a brain. If you'd like making love at midnight. In the dunes on the cape.
Makes sense. I'm listening to the words.
Yeah.
I like.
And then they find out he finds it's his girlfriend, you know?
That sucks. I thought you were going to say like a transsexual.
No. They sort of connected. I guess it goes to show that, you know, if you belong together, you would anyway, you know, even if you try to go out.
I gotcha. I never knew that's what it was about. Look at that. Maybe we should break down
songs and analyze them.
We should.
I would love that. Yeah.
We should do that one.
I know.
Show.
I know. I'm actually thinking of starting like a music show every week, you know, and playing some really cool songs and stuff, you know, and talking about them and stuff. So.
So a show.
If we do that, we'll.
A show with me or without me?
No, not with you.
Great, and you're firing me.
A different show.
And you're firing me on air.
No, I didn't mean our show.
I know.
That's cool.
You should.
Show. Yeah.
You should. Why?
No, I'll have everybody come in. I mean, what the hell? We can have a party.
Let's have a party.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking about that. Well, we might do that. You know, it'll be fun.
It shall be.
Because, you know, I mean, I know so many songs that are sort of like obscure, but they're great friggin' songs, you know? And I want to share them with the world.
My dad says, who sang Telegram Sam from the 1970s?
Telegram Sam. That I don't know. I never heard of that song before. Telegram Sam.
We don't know Pops. So we have no idea.
Yeah.
He's going to see. Then if you start a music show, you should have my dad co-host with you because that's all he wants to talk about is music.
Really?
That and basketball. And he is the happiest man in the world.
Okay, the T-Rex.
Oh, okay? T-Rex. There we go.
There we go. But I don't know that song.
It's got your name in it. You should. I don't even know that song. Telegram. T-Rex was out in the 70s. I thought it was an 80s band.
No, they were in the
really?
70s. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Bang a Gong and all those songs, yeah.
But they did stuff in the 80s, right? Am I totally
probably.
Off the
probably.
My rocker here?
Yeah.
I think they did stuff in the 80s. T-Rex.
Yeah. No, they did, but they started in the 70s, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought yeah. they were just, you know, 80s group.
No.
T-Rex.
No.
They give me dinosaurs. I type it in Google T-Rex because we were just stupid ass dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, duh, you know.
I know,
put T-Rex music or something, you know.
Oh my god, that's so, it literally
that's
is.
That's funny.
Oh, T-Rex, here's the group. It's just two guys?
Yeah. Mark Bolan or something, and I don't know what the other guy's name is.
Okay, images for T-Rex. It's just them and then a bunch of T-Rex dinosaurs. I wonder if that's where they got their name. I can't. Well, I'll have to look. Mark Bolan, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Or still on Amazon.com. Don't you wonder where all these guys go? Like, what happens with all these
yeah.
musicians?
I think they still stay in music, you know. They just get smaller, you know. I mean, and they start performing at smaller venues.
You think?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you pick up the LA Weekly and stuff, you'll see all the concerts that are going on. And, you know, sometimes you'll see, like, formerly big bands in a small venue.
That's got to suck.
Yeah.
You start off in a small venue.
Right.
Before you made it. Then you get huge and you're in big venues and then you go back to small.
Yeah.
That is really.
Especially those one hit wonders, you know?
I know. Do you remember years ago, actually, there was a show and it was very short lived, but I thought it was really interesting. Where Are They Now?
Yes.
And, do you remember? It was
yes,
a music show.
That was
show.
Like VH1, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it yeah. was showing, but they came on, like, they showed, like, the Flock of Seagulls. Mm. And then they came on, like, now, on the show now, mm. at, like, 6 years old. I mean, nobody wants to see them. Sing. They're not going to be as good. But, like, you know, very few bands are. But, like, it was so fascinating because then it told the backstory of where they've been, what they've been doing, mm. and...
Yeah.
It was just really cool. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But it didn't
those were
long.
Good shows. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's, you know, it seems as though the good ones only last a short time. Like
yeah.
the Conveyor Belt of Love, my dad's favorite show. It was the most ridiculous dating show ever, but it was so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just the name alone was just amazing.
Yeah.
Conveyor Belt of Love.
You know what I'm surprised is you like all these reality shows and you don't watch Big Brother, you know? You gotta watch that thing, man. I mean, it's so addictive.
But I feel like I'm not learning anything.
Like, you learn about human relationships.
Like America's Next Top Model, I learn how much Tyra's an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And then I learn on how to pose in pictures. And Project Runway, I learn how awesome Tim McGunn is and how talented all these designers are.
Right.
And so you think you can dance. Okay. All of how awesome the dancers are. And American Idol, how awesome the singers are, well, for the most part. So I feel like I learned something, and I feel like I can admire these people. What the hell am I going to admire Big Brother people for?
Well, you got to watch it, because the thing is, there's so much conniving and shit going on behind the scenes.
Okay, I'll make a pact for it with you.
Okay.
Okay. If I watch it, then we are going to talk about this show on here, and we are going to rip it to shreds.
Okay.
Deal.
Yeah.
Because I watch shows that I want to make fun of, and you don't watch them.
I don't know anything about them. I'm sorry. But
no,
you can make fun of them anyway, you know?
I mean, I know, but it's fun when you and I can make fun.
Okay.
It's a lot
all right, then tell me what shows you
the
want
more,
me
the
to
merrier.
Watch.
I want you to watch all of the shows that I watch, which are ridiculous.
Well, you got to pick one or
I'm going to email you a list, Sam. I'm going to email you a
I'm
list.
I'm not going to watch all of them.
You know what?
You're crazy.
Just pick one out of the list.
Okay.
There we go. I'm going to send you a list so you have a choice.
Okay.
And then you can pick which one that appeals to you.
Thank
and then we're
going
to make fun of it.
Okay.
There we go. Okay? That's all I ask. I will watch Big Brother for you. When is it on?
It's Sunday. I think on Thursday as well. It's on two days of the week. Yeah.
Is it that popular?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. Not only that, but, you know, they have the structure of the show where, you know, once a week they kick someone out, but, you know, the other show during that week is all kinds of... jockeying for position, for lack of a better word,
okay.
You know. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I see. So it's okay. Has it always been aired twice?
Yeah.
Since the beginning? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, they're so fancy.
Yeah. Well,
right,
a lot of shows are like that, right?
I mean,
American Idol.
Well, that's,
yeah. Things like that. Remember they used to have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That was on almost every day.
You know? I did love that
did
show.
Did you?
Isn't it still on?
No, no.
With Meredith Vieira?
Yeah, but she left, I think. Yeah.
I'm so behind.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Yeah.
We're just going to start rumors, Sam. Yeah. All right, I'm shaking your hand across the table. I will watch Big Brother, and I'm going to send you a list of what I watch.
Okay.
And you are going to pick, and I watch a lot of reality.
All right.
Quarters.
Well, they were going to get, the first one they were going to get rid of is the hottest chick on there.
There we go.
And I was so happy that she didn't go.
Of course she
was. Yeah, I mean, you enjoy looking at them, you know? I mean, what the hell, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, gorgeous and stuff, you know?
I love you.
Why would I want to look at the other people when I can see her, you know?
God.
But notice how they always
like
pick.
A true man.
Yeah, they always pick attractive people. You know, I mean that's
well,
for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, who wants to look at you know flabby stomachs and shit like that? You know, we want to see young.
You want to see like Doug Hutchinson's. On this note, when as we exit, you want to see Doug Hutchinson's wife, the 16-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys all need to, and we will put up a link. There is a YouTube video of the two of them doing an interview and talking about marriage.
Uh-huh.
And if you guys don't know, Doug Hutchinson is an actor from Lost and Green Mile, just kind of a middle of the road actor. And he's 51 and he married this girl who's 16.
Right.
And now granted, she doesn't look 16.
Right.
But she definitely talks like she's 16.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's in this interview, I was telling Sam, I got to find it. There's this one moment where they're talking in the interview, and the camera guy, who's brilliant, zooms in on her because she starts to pose like she's like posing for the camera, like she's making love to the camera, like she's doing a Playboy shoot or something.
Right.
It is such a train wreck, and so you cannot take your eyes off of it. It is so uncomfortable. But then you're like, is she joking? But I don't think she is.
Right.
It's that bad. But you guys all have to check it out because it's so funny. The whole interview is a disaster from the moment they sit down. You can't even believe it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Well,
check it out, guys.
We'll have to catch that. Okay, everybody. We're out of time. Thank
we'll
you, Stephanie.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, Sammy. Bye,
see
guys.
See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.